My name is Louis Rice Jr. I'm 14 years old.
My name is DeAndre Morgan. I'm 14 years old. We interviewed
Luke Mon on May 13, 2013.
I was born August 2nd, 1969.
I was born and raised in Manchester. I went to public school. I went to Monaco before it was Columbus, and I think it's closed now. You know, my people still here. My parents still live in Manchester on the same street I grew up on. I lived on that street for 20-something years, you know what I mean? So that's my connection. Been all up and down this place. Childhood was very, very good. Come from a two-parent household, fortunately. So I was raised with a father, raised with grandparents, raised with a grandfather. Knew both of my grandparents. Grew up with friends. Grew up in a time where it was called pre-crack, you know what I'm saying? Y'all grew up in an era after crack. It's getting back to that, though. Y'all playing outside a little bit more and what have you. But, you know, we used to play outside, man. Childhood was good. It was fun. You know, I definitely always look back on, like, yeah, I had a real good childhood. That's something that, like, cats don't really stress no more. It's like, just be a kid, yo. Kids are always trying to, like, be older than they really are. You know what I'm saying? Just be a kid, because it's going to be real short. I went to college for a year and a half. I'm a college dropout. I went to community college. So I don't diss school, you know what I mean? I always want to make a point. You should go. Young people definitely should go to college if you want to go. You just got to be focused. I was one of those students that were, like, I was labeled an underachiever. By the time I got to middle school, I had checked out. I was just there for the girls' high school career. I'm just being honest, you know, they get dressed, they come swagged up or whatever. Treated it like a TV show. So I didn't really progress my academic career. But looking back, knowing what I know now and knowing that if I applied myself, I would have definitely been like a high straight A student. I should have a doctorate right now. If I would have a doctorate, I'd be a lot further along. But that's not to say that I don't regret. I'm just giving you both sides. I still continued on my path. I wanted to be an artist. So I just struck out on the path to be an artist and haven't stopped since. First and foremost, I'm an artist and performer, have been for 20 years. So I'm a writer and a poet. So that's what I do for people is I give my poetry. Also, I work with young people. I've been working with young people in the school system. So I do a variety of things like life skills to creative writing to right now I'm working on a Rites of Passage program at UPrep. Other things I do for my community as well is right now I'm striving to develop a business, which is a consulting group called S Consulting Group. I know that's going to do enormous things for this community once we really establish it firmly, probably in the fall, going into next year. You know, I help young people every day, starting with my children. First and foremost, I have three. I think adults a lot of times don't learn from young people. You know, I'm always studying young people. I always study how y'all dress. I study how y'all talk. I study the lingo. I like want to learn. And you know what I'm saying? Because y'all have y'all period. So I study y'all so I can apply whatever I feel I can apply. Whether it's talking about media literacy, we break down what rap videos are, whatever it is I bring. You know what I mean? If it's just to be a mentor or be a cool cat, you know what I'm saying? Someone you can talk to. I do that. A lot of mentors. I have probably over 25 mentors. Even now, I still have mentors. So I will always say, like, grab onto a mentor, a good mentor that, like, kind of gives you another outlook that makes you say, yo, I didn't think about that. That's a good dude or a good person, a good human being around, whether it's man or woman. So anybody that's older than you that does that, that's a good mentor for you. Now, I look up to a lot of people. Shada said examples. But I have a lot of friends and a lot of support and a lot of people I support as well. Anywhere there's young people who are striving to be the best that they can be, I give my fullest to them at all costs, like anytime, anywhere, and I've been doing it for the last 20 years. Find what you love to do. I don't care if it's looking at birds. Find it and become real, real good at it. Become a master at it. And once you become a master at that, you can find a way to make money from it. And it takes 10,000 hours of practice. They've calculated it, like, to become a master at something. You become a master at it, everybody will always be looking to you for that thing or several things that you're a master of.